The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Pinch hitting today for Joe Beamer. And my next guest, we're honored to have him on the Trocare College Live Line. This morning on WBEN, we welcome Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Mark, we'll begin with the probably the biggest local story of the week, the closure of the Sumitomo plant in the town of Tonawanda. Mark, when did you get first word of this plant closure?
Late Wednesday night, approximately 9:30 or 10 o'clock in the evening, I received a call from Dave Wasura, the regional director of the steelworkers, who's a Buffalo guy, but he actually represents New York, New Jersey, and some other areas. And he said, Mark, I got some really bad news. And I was totally shocked when he told me, because as I think everyone knows, Sumitomo just made a very large investment. Originally it was going to be $129 million, but they ended up putting $140 million plus in during the last 2 years, or at least 3 years, 21 and 22. We had no advance notice. So I started making some calls at that point. I called Governor Hochul. She had not heard about it. She started having her team work on it. I had my team work on it. What we were told is this was a decision that was made by the Japanese parent company, which is based in Japan, of course, Sumitomo. And this is an American subsidiary of these. And they just decided without any notice to any official. None of the workers knew. The union didn't know. I gathered from conversations I've had since then that even some of the higher management at the plant had no idea this was coming, at least until Wednesday night.
And, Mark, obviously this was shocking to the entire community here, but the Erie County Industrial Development Agency helped them with incentives to expand and improve the plant here, not only in 2021 but in 2017. How disturbing was that portion to hear all that happening and hear this plant closing all of a sudden?
Well, it was. That's part of the disturbing, shocking. And as I said a couple of days ago, I'm mad because they gave us no indication of any problems. They didn't call and say, hey, we're having problems. We're going to lay off 25% of our workforce or something like that. And then we could have worked with them. So knowing that they made this big investment and we provided a little less than $3 million worth of tax breaks in 2021 and about $1.5 million earlier. And then even when it was Dunlop, ECIDA had helped them in the past to grow. We were kind of all stunned and dumbfounded. On Thursday morning, I called the head of the ECIDA, John Capolino, so we could get more information on the incentives that we provided. He had no knowledge about this, of course, and it was shocked because usually if we have a company that we've provided tax incentives to and they're having a problem financially, they will reach out to us. They will say, hey, we've got a problem. We're not making profit. We're going to have to make some changes. How can we work with you? And we will work with companies as long as they stay here and they keep the vast majority of their workforce here. But to go from, we thought it was a very successful, profitable venture with employees making very good money and good benefits, to we're closing and there's nothing you can do about it, was shocking to all. So for the IDA, if this closure is permanent, as it appears it looks like it is, we're going to go after Sumitomo under the recapture policy we have for failing to create the jobs that they said they would. They'd get basically 3 years benefit because they did have the jobs here for 3 years, but for the remainder of the tax break, we would go after them for any charge them the full property tax, as well as go after them for any sales tax. It's sad. I mean, my father was a steelworker. I grew up in Lackawanna. I was a teenager when Bethlehem Steel announced its big closing in 1982, and I remember it vividly. I remember exactly where I was when I heard about it. I was actually at my aunt and uncle's house, and my parents called over there to say that my dad had just gotten word that the plant was closing. And it was devastating to the employees. It was devastating to the families. It was devastating to the community. This is not the same as Bethlehem Steel because it's much less employees, but to the families, it's still devastating. So I feel for the families, the employees, and that's why we're doing our best, working with New York State Department of Labor to try to identify jobs that these people could be slotted into. If they need upskilling and training, we're going to work through our Workforce Buffalo organization to give them the skills that they need so that they can get jobs that pay well. We have a lot of jobs in our region, but there's not a lot of jobs that pay the salary and provide the benefits that Sumitomo did in manufacturing. So you can't just replace that job and expect the person to make the same amount of money. So we're gonna help out the employees, also try to help out their families. If you go to workforcebuffalo.org, you can find a special page that's dedicated to Sumitomo. Also, New York State is going to be holding a job fair on December 3rd. More information will be coming out on that soon for Sumitomo-affected employees. And we know there's a lot of employees and employers in this region that are looking for people with the skills that the Sumitomo employees have, and we're very grateful that they've reached out. We'll be trying to connect the employees with that. But I just know, having lived through this, when Bethlehem Steel announced its closure in 82, it is terrible, and it just comes at a horrendous time as we enter the holiday season.
My guest this half hour on Hardline, Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz. You mentioned you were in touch with the state. I want to read you a statement from Sumitomo Rubber saying it issued a WAR notice to all hourly and salaried employees via U.S. Postal Mail on November 7th. The official termination date for hourly employees is November 11th tomorrow. The official termination dates for salaried employees are either November 15th or February 15th, 2025, depending on required work service as part of shutdown activities. And WARN allows for two options: to either give employees 60 and 90-day notices of closure and layoff required by federal and state law, respectively, or to provide employees with 60 days pay. I heard from Josh Allen earlier and said that they received 60 days pay from Sumitomo with this sudden closure. But how much of that could be bending or breaking the WARN laws, to your knowledge?
Well, they certainly bent it. There's no doubt about that. And it's up to the New York State Department of Labor to try to enforce it. And there are penalties that can accrue per day per employee. But none of the employees knew this until... with the regular employees, didn't really notice until Thursday. As I said, some of the upper management and the steel workers became aware of it on late Wednesday, but most of the employees had no knowledge. Some of the folks were going there just to go to their credit union and found out that they couldn't get into the credit union because the place was closed. And they're like, what do you mean closed? I think they certainly bent the law. Whether they broke it, it doesn't. I'm an attorney, and looking at it from my eyes, I don't think they filed the rules and regulations associated with the WARN Act. They may pay out 60 days, and then those individuals will probably be covered, but they're supposed to give notice. They're not supposed to play these games. But they had already put a press release out before the WARN notice was sent to Workforce Buffalo and the New York State Department of Labor. That's low. You at least give us an opportunity to try to save the plant. they had already put their press release out and put a website up about their closure before they sent the WARN notice. And we know that because it was sent by fax, and we have the time on which it was faxed, and it was like 11:40 a.m. And they'd already put the press release and the website up around 9. So it'll be up to the New York State Department of Labor to determine if they broke the WARN Act. From an attorney's point of view, they came really close to breaking it if they didn't. And I'm glad to hear at least they're going to pay 60-day severance, but it doesn't make up for this mass closure.
How much of a hit to the tax base is this closure for Erie County?
It's not a huge hit for Erie County. We can afford it. I mean, it's less than $100,000 on an annual basis for the property tax. It certainly is going to be much more of an impact to the town and the school district. That is where you're going to see the much more impact. The county will be able to handle it. I mean, we have a nearly $2 billion budget and $300 million we collect or so in property tax, and this is going to be, I think, less than $100,000. So we'll be able to handle it, but I do fear for the town and the school district because Sumitomo was one of their largest taxpayers, and it will have an impact on them.
How can the county help the town of Tonawanda and the school districts with this loss?
Well, we can always try to work on trying to take costs off of the town. We certainly have done that with shared service agreements and things like that in the past. I'm not so certain. We just can't give them the money. There's just no way to do that to make up for it, but we can try to help them by reducing costs elsewhere.
And, Mark, we heard during the presidential campaign that Donald Trump would be, if he were elected president, that he would be imposing tariffs on foreign goods brought into the United States. Sumitomo is headquartered in Japan. The U.S. subsidiary is based here in Tonawanda. How fearful do you believe that the results of the election may have had an influence on Sumitomo USA's decision to close the Tonawanda plant?
It's all conjecture. It might have. I mean, the decision happened in by the Japanese board the day after the election. The timing is really suspect. The product, of course, was made in the United States, but the raw materials, some of it came in the United States, and then the biggest builder of synthetic rubber that's used in tires is China. I don't know. I mean, it's just strange because it happened the actual day after the election. I think you're going to hear more of this if tariffs are implemented. You're going to hear that a lot of companies that you don't necessarily think of, including American manufacturers that rely on raw materials from elsewhere, are going to have their prices go up. During the prior Trump administration, if you remember, they imposed tariffs on aluminum coming from Canada, and that had an impact. It ended up creating a trade war. And there's a lot of goods that are made in the United States that rely on aluminum that's basically taken out of the ground in Canada. So that had an impact. This might have. I don't know. It's pure conjecture, but the timing sure is strange.
And the reason I ask that is I want to segue into the election results in general. It was a resounding win for Donald Trump. And for many, it appears to be a message or a mandate and not as much a party win. In your mind, do you think the party hierarchies, especially the Democrats, lost touch with middle America?
Well, I mean, listen, Tom, I mean, I think it's apparent that there were people who were aggravated about both candidates. Donald Trump did not receive as many votes nationwide as he did 4 years ago, and Kamala Harris certainly did not receive as many votes 4 years ago as Joe Biden did. And when we look at it, we have to determine what happened. It's going to take some time to do that exactly. But if you saw the polls at the time that President Biden dropped out, he was in much worse trouble. I think everyone kind of figured at that point if he did not drop out, he was going to lose and lose badly. I don't think a lot of us saw the extent of the Trump victory. As I said the day after, I congratulate President Trump and his supporters for their victory. I look at it as nationally, there's a lot of issues that the Democratic Party, I think, just sort of didn't realize were having an impact. The economy, when you talk about jobs and the stock market, is strong, but people are still hurting. Inflation was an issue. It's not the issue it once was, but people are still thinking about it because of what happened in 22. Basically, the rate of salaries nationwide has been higher than the rate of inflation since February of 23, but it doesn't matter because people were hurting in 21 and 22, and they still feel that pain. I see what we did here in Erie County. We had big wins locally in Erie County with Mike Kane, with Cara Buscaglia and Jeff Harrington for the judge, and Kane, of course, for DA. Those were countywide races, and we won big. And they all did better in some ways than Kamala Harris did against Donald Trump. Kamala Harris won Erie County. She actually had a higher vote percentage victory than Hillary Clinton had 8 years ago, but less than Joe Biden had. So there's going to be a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking. I think we all know that economy is a key issue here. When I ran for my fourth term last year, as most know, my final term because I'm not running again, it was a key issue, and we focused on that. We have the storefront revitalization program to help small businesses. I just think on a national level, even though some of us were saying we got to talk about these pocketbook issues, it just got lost. And I like to consider myself a progressive, but I also understand that some of the things that our party was focusing on just doesn't resonate with a lot of folks. And that's not good, because in the end, whenever you have a race that involves an incumbent, or in this way, someone who is connected to the incumbent, the race is about the incumbent. It's as simple as that, their record. And what happened, I think, is even though Kamala Harris was the vice president and wasn't making the decisions, and like any deputy is following the orders of the top person, she wore a lot of the problems that Joe Biden had with regards to leadership and his age. And it just, she couldn't change it. And then it also, I was thinking that this reminded me a lot of 1980, different circumstances, but you had a weaker perceived president in Jimmy Carter. There was the issue in the Middle East with Iran. We have a big issue right now in the Middle East with Israel and Gaza. You had an economy which during most of the that president's tenure was weak. But recovering in 1980. And then the Republicans put up Ronald Reagan, who basically said, I'm going to restore America's luster. And he overwhelmingly won. And it's very similar to what Donald Trump was saying. As Donald Trump was saying, I'm going to restore America's luster. And a lot of people responded to it. What is surprising is less people voted by a fairly large margin. I think it's somewhere around 17 or 18 million now that in 2024 than 2020. So there were a lot of Americans who were disgusted with both candidates and just didn't want to vote. But as time goes by, I think you'll see others like myself hopefully taking a greater role in the Democratic Party nationwide and saying, you know what, we understand the issues that resonate with middle America because we come from middle America. And if we're not focusing on those issues, we're not going to do well. And that was quite apparent this election.
Is that part of your exit plan to work more with the Democratic Party on a national level or a statewide level?
Well, certainly. I am actually vice chair of the National Democratic County Officials. I'll be chair in approximately a year and 3 months or so. And actually in that role, I'll have a seat on the Democratic National Committee Board. I think there's a lot of us. I was talking to some of my colleagues in Michigan and Ohio, Virginia, and other places who feel the same way. And sometimes us in middle America, and especially the county leaders, kind of they focus so much on the cities because that's where the Democratic base often is, but that's not where you win national elections. That's not where you win statewide elections. It's solely on the city. So I've been talking to leaders in the Democratic Party. I think we all agreed we need a few days to decompress, texting each other, kind of trying to say, okay, let's not start pointing fingers at any one person or things like that, but we do need to sort of revisit this. And it's just important that people realize that this is the future. I don't agree with a lot of what Donald Trump stands for, but he's going to be our president again, and I'm hopeful that we have a successful next 4 years, because if we have a successful 4 years and we're still focusing on the democratic principles that matter to our country, then that's good for our country. The irony is I'm looking right now at a poster. I'm sitting in my office at home, and I'm looking at a poster from 2011 when I ran against Chris Collins, and it was it says "Get Erie County Working Again." Sound familiar?
Yeah, I think it does.
It's kind of that we know what wins. We know the important things that matter to people, and it's how they feel, how their pocketbook is. Can they afford to maybe spend a little extra money on that little gift for their kid or their loved one? And too many people in the Democratic Party just lost vision on that. And while some of us have been talking about that, too many people lost that. And I think as a result, we're seeing what comes of it.
Mark Poloncarz, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
All right, Tom. Take care, everyone. Have a good week.
You too. And we'll be back with Sean Donahue of UB next. It's 10:55 on Hardline on WBEN. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.